Watching the Wheels by Damon Hill with Morris Hamilton. Read by Paul Panting. To Georgie and all hills, past, present and future. Forward. I have known Damon Hill since he was a very wee boy. In my first season of Formula 3 racing in 1964, I only saw the top Formula 1 drivers from a distance. Most of them were my heroes. Damon's father, Graham Hill, was surely one of them. And Graham and his wife Betty would often have their children at their side in the years that were to follow. When I got the contract to drive for BRM, Graham was categorically the number one driver. In those days, Formula 1 teams did a lot of testing, and BRM used to use the Snetterton track in Norfolk. I was still living in Scotland, so I would either fly down or drive down and stay overnight at Graham and Betty's home. At 7 o'clock in the morning, three wee hills would burst into my bedroom, jumping all over the bed, and they were, of course, Damon, Bridget and Samantha. They were tiny tots, but full of energy and fun. It's wonderful for me to look back on those days, and it's only because Damon has asked me to write this forward for his book that many more memories have come to mind. Samantha and Damon on top of my shoulders as I gave them a horse ride in the paddock is just one of many. When Graham and I were racing together, there was much more of a sense of camaraderie. All the Formula One drivers spent a lot of time with one another in those days, as we had to travel together and usually stayed in the same hotels. It was a much deeper relationship than can be seen in today's F1 world. We holidayed together, laughed and cried together, particularly because so many racing drivers were losing their lives in those years. So I saw Damon growing up, from a toddler to a young lad riding motorbikes, and I saw him entering the world of motor racing the hard way, with no father to help him. And little money. When Graham died in an air crash while flying the plane, with his team driver beside him and his mechanics behind him, all of whom lost their lives, it had a huge impact on Damon, Samantha and Bridget, and of course Betty. It must have been a terribly depressing and upsetting time for them all. To pursue his dream, Damon therefore had to go out and secure sponsorship himself just to survive in the sport. I don't believe that being the son of a world champion racing driver makes life any easier. What with all the travel, the sponsor events, and the many commercial relationships that have to be serviced, whilst also trying to be a good parent. Compared to other normal families, there simply aren't enough hours in the day to spend with them alongside the racing, and having a famous father is yet another element that adds to these pressures. It can sometimes make you feel very proud, but at other times, very lonely. Yet Damon has survived all that. He became a world champion racing driver who had the wisdom to retire at the right time and is now a very talented television commentator and authority on the sport. Damon has done something that his father never managed, and that is to win the British Grand Prix, which must have been an extremely proud moment for Damon. Today he is a wonderful father and a husband to Georgie. Damon carries himself with great dignity and is a genuinely good man. I'm very proud to have had the opportunity to be the understudy and teammate to Damon's father, a man who not only won the World Championship, Indianapolis and Le Mans, but also had the best wee black book with jokes that set people into tears of laughter. And I feel very privileged that his son has asked me to write this forward. I counted Graham as a great friend, and the fact that he won the World Championship, Indianapolis and Le Mans, the only man to do so, was a phenomenal achievement. Graham Hill would be incredibly proud of his son, and he would be especially pleased to see how he overcame such difficulties, particularly when his family life, which for many years had been so blessed, was put into turmoil when they lost their father and husband. Damon not only survived this, but has made a respectable